Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Tarachi Gold, traded on the CSE under the symbol TRG and on the OTCQB under the symbol TRGGF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Cameron Teamstra. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Tarachi Gold is focused in Mexico with high-grade gold exploration with some near-term cash flow potential from this Magistral project. The company also holds the Tarachi project. Focus here is going to be at least initially on the Magistral project because last week, December 13th, the company announced a PEA and mineral resource estimate for this Tarachi project. Some of the highlights here include projected average annual gold production of around 16,000 ounces of gold plus copper concentrate, operating costs. Now, this is low cost, so about $648 per ounce and all-in sustaining costs of just over $700 per ounce. This leads to some very impressive IRR numbers. Pre-tax IRR, 120%. Post-tax IRR, 85%. That's at $1,600 gold. So Cameron, overall, this is showing a profitable, albeit maybe a bit small of a project, but either way, looks to be a cash flowing project. What other information can you give us in terms of this PEA?
Hi, Corey. Yeah, I mean, we're quite impressed with the results of the PEA. I mean, in terms of production, it was pretty much in line with what we were expecting. You know, we weren't expecting this to be a large project, but what we are expecting is it to generate some pretty significant cash flow for Tarachi Gold, cash flow that we can then reinvest in our exploration projects within Mexico and limit future shareholder dilution by actually funding future rounds of drilling with our own internally generated cash. You know, we're expecting sort of pre-tax annual cash flows of around $15 million US per year once we're in peak production there. And that can go to buy an awful lot of drill holes down in Mexico and, you know, continue funding our exploration operations down there. So that's what we're really excited with this project. You know, in terms of actually getting into production, looking at minimal capital costs, we're looking at just over $11 million US in terms of after-tax payback, only a year for this project. So certainly our goal for next year is to fund the project forward so we can begin developing it. And we're looking at a development timeline of only about 12 months to actually get into producing status once we can fund the operation and begin works on the ground there. Of course, taking into consideration the fact that we actually already have an existing facility on site that's essentially brand new, one that we only have to make some modifications and additions to. So we're not starting from scratch here, and we have a pretty good project already in place down there in Durango.
Well, Cameron, can you walk us through some of the specifics too on the recovery rates? Because since this is a project where you're going to be processing the tails, that's a key component of it. And you've done a lot of metallurgical work to flush out what that will be and how that affects the economics of the project.
Absolutely. We did a bunch of metallurgical test work earlier this year with Ausenco Engineering and some labs here in Canada. Really impressive gold recoveries, especially for a project that is tailings. I mean, the low-hanging fruit has already been picked off of this sort of 100 years ago when the mines were first in operation. But we've realized that even without doing additional grinding work, just processing the material as is and leaching it as is, we're expecting total gold recovery of just over 80%, which is pretty spectacular for a tailings reprocessing operation. Especially when you have sort of an average resource grade of just shy of 2 grams per ton gold. So in terms of actual gold produced per ton of feed, we're expecting some pretty impressive numbers on that.
So in terms of then moving closer or at least into production, what are the steps that you need to undertake and also any permitting that needs to go along with that?
Sure. So certainly the first step for us is to put a financing package together to actually fund the development of the project. We're going to be looking to put a package together that minimizes dilution as much as possible, probably some combination of debt and equity or some sort of pre-purchase agreement for the ultimate offtake partners of the gold, doré, and copper concentrate that we plan on producing. And on the permitting side of things, you know, because this was a pre-existing facility, formerly permitted facility as well, we do have an existing operating permit for the mill facility. We will have to make an amendment to that permit to reflect the changes that are going to be made to the flow sheet and the actual process design. We also have an existing permit for the operation of the tailing storage facility. That currently has a suspension on it from the previous operators of this project. So we'll be working early in the new year to make some additional modifications to the tailing storage facility to have that suspension lifted well in advance of when we actually need to start depositing tailings into that TSF. So those are certainly the two big items on our agenda for early 2022. We'll be working full steam on those things in January once we get back to work. And making sure that we can get a head start, especially on the permitting side of things, to make sure that ultimately those aren't something that holds us up and delays our production.
Well, Cameron, could you also speak to, like, providing everything goes as planned, as you just laid out there, as you start producing cash flow from Magistral, how does that allow the company to really grow organically through the drill bit? Because you're in an interesting position in that the revenues from this will be like the ATM machine for the company, bringing in cash to help fund exploration. And some people hear tailings, reprocessing, and think, great. But you have an aggressive plan to grow the company through exploration. So just walk us through how the production feeds the exploration.
Absolutely. So once we're generating positive cash flow from Magistral, right now we plan on deploying that cash flow in Sonora, Mexico, where we have an option to earn 100% interest of some pretty exciting mining concessions up there, ones that we've already been drilling on sort of at the end of last year and earlier this year, some great results from the drill bit up there. We're certainly looking forward to getting back to Sonora to continue exploring on those concessions, particularly our Jabali concession, where we had some great drill results, including 6.9 grams per ton over about 63 meters. Location that's just a few kilometers down the road from Alamos Gold's Mulatos mine. But looking even further beyond that in terms of growing the company, one of our goals for 2022 will be to make an additional acquisition to add another project to the company's portfolio. We've been looking at a lot of things over the last 6 months, and our vice president of exploration, Lauren Warner, has been spending a lot of his time doing due diligence on a lot of projects, mostly within Mexico, but we've also taken a look at some things in the southern U.S. and elsewhere in Latin America. But ideally, our focus will be acquiring another project within Mexico, something that has a history of commercial scale gold mining operations on it that looks like are open to expansion and at depth. We're possibly looking at something that has an existing mineral resource on it that we can drill on and grow and push through the various levels of engineering feasibility. But those certainly one of our biggest goals for next year. Aside from putting Magistral into production, we'll also be bringing another project into the company's portfolio.
Now, would that also tie into some sort of synergy or utilizing the infrastructure that you currently would be using as Magistral goes into production?
There's definitely some potential to look for a project within the vicinity of the Magistral project right now. You know, historically, we estimate probably at least 800,000 ounces of gold were mined from the underground workings just east of our existing mill. You know, nothing's really been done on those concessions since the 1960s. So one possibility would be to acquire the mining concessions that cover those old mines and sort of, you know, like you said, exercise the synergy of having an existing operating facility next to historical working mines. But, you know, we're also looking elsewhere within Mexico. And really, it's ideal to keep it within Mexico because as we generate profits from Magistral, you know, for tax purposes, it certainly makes sense to try to spend that money within the country.
Well, Cameron, the other question I have is, you know, you mentioned there may be some nearby properties that you could acquire to process that ore at the site, but are there any potential agreements you could create, like a JV relationship with surrounding miners or artisanal miners to process their ore, like an ore purchase agreement or like a tolling agreement of sorts? Is there any of those kind of opportunities that would also be potentials?
Yeah, in Magistral, there's a number of sort of artisanal miners in the area. You know, we certainly see the long-term potential at Magistral of, you know, not just processing the tailings material that was included in the PEA, but looking elsewhere, and there are some other tailings materials within the area that could potentially come to Magistral as well, you know, and possibly operating Magistral as a toll milling facility and processing some of the ore from those small miners, some higher grade material. You know, wouldn't take much to put a, you know, small crushing circuit at the front end of our plant to accommodate actual fresh ore and higher grade materials. That's certainly something that we'll be looking into once Magistral is producing and as we look to extend out the life of mine.
So Cameron, what do you want everyone to focus on as the company transitions into next year? Because you guys do have already a couple balls in the air, one much further along being this Magistral project, also some exploration, but then you're also saying that you see opportunity in potentially M&A. Where do you want everyone to be focused? How do you want everyone to view the company?
You know, the focus for now is certainly going to be hitting our milestones with Magistral. You know, this PEA release was certainly the big one that we were looking forward to this year. Going into next year, I'll be putting together a financing package for the project itself and its development, and also hitting our milestones in terms of actually getting people on the ground and commencing work on the construction and the modifications that we're going to make to the existing mill. So certainly, you know, we'd like investors to be focused on that right now, you know, with the potential of, you know, bringing in a bigger asset or something else into the company a little later in the year.
All right, Cameron, thank you for the update. We'll follow along into next year. But look, I appreciate you sharing some of the details on just what's available to the company here and how you're going to move Magistrel forward. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com, and we will get those answered for you. Cameron, hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We will chat in the new year.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Chad. You guys take care, and we'll see you next year.